My name is Timmy Ward. I am 17 years old. Today is November 7th, 2017. I am speaking with Lainey McKinley, who is my colleague. We are recording this interview in Wilmette, Illinois. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
So as a child, I was always really athletic. I'd always be playing a sport, whether it be soccer or basketball. And then once I got to high school, I started running. So I guess just very active. I also really like being with friends and hanging out. I don't know, just kind of normal child activities.
Do you still play any of those sports?
I do not. I just run, which I started in high school. So.
Oh, is that like cross country?
Yeah, cross country and track. And then I was going to do soccer in high school, but then I ended up doing track instead.
Oh, yeah, you guys were just in state.
Yeah.
That went well?
Yeah, it was fun.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I feel like I haven't really been a person that's had to experience a lot of hardships. So, I guess just, like, dealing with friend drama and stuff, which really isn't that difficult, but...
just typical high school
stuff. Yeah, I always kind of like to be the person that doesn't really get involved, just kind of helps out with it, so...
how about tell me one of your happiest memories?
one of my happiest memories, let's see. This is, like, actually kind of hard. I don't remember anything. Happiest memories. I think, like, when my sister, like, came home from college and stuff, it was really exciting. It was kind of, like, different and stuff, being the only child, or not the only child, but the oldest child in the family and stuff. So to have her back was always really fun, so.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two. I have one older and one younger. And then the older one is a sophomore at Holy Cross outside of Boston. And then my younger sister is 12.
So. She like it there?
Yeah, she really likes it. A lot of people from Loyola go to Holy Cross.
Yeah, it's a small school, right?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of random, but...
I think it's like 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's
so
like...
it's not much bigger than Loyola.
Yeah, but then like there's like 10 people each year that go to it, which is kind of weird.
It's a good school.
Yeah.
And your younger sister, right?
Yeah, my younger sister is in middle school. She's in 7th grade, so she'll
where
be coming.
Where does she go?
Springman.
Springman, yeah. I'm from Gulby, too. So,
oh, nice. Yeah. There you go.
All right, so those were the kind of like icebreakers to get through. How do you like Loyola?
I really like Loyola. It's kind of a cool place. I started off, I was going to go to GBS, but my parents really wanted me to go to Loyola, so I was kind of forced there, but it was kind of exciting. Once I was there, I really liked it. I met a lot of people and stuff, which was fun. It's kind of a unique place, so.
What kind of advice would you give to your freshman self?
freshman self, probably not to procrastinate on homework, because I do that all the time. Yeah. It's not great.
It's pretty easy with the iPad.
Yeah.
In and out of apps. And
have Instagram, like, tab over and stuff.
Especially with, like, the side swipe.
Side swipe does not help.
So you've had a pretty overall good experience at Loyola?
Yeah, I really like Loyola. It's a cool place. I'm trying to, like, expand my answer. So it's, like, I like how, I kind of like the new schedule.
Keep going.
I like the new schedule. It's kind of nice to have certain days where, like, you don't have to go to every single class and stuff. Because there's some days I literally get here at 8:45 and leave at 11:45.
Yeah.
So it's just so nice.
I think there was a lot of resistance to it, but at the same time, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. But it's, like, crazy because the freshmen this year, they have to do 8 classes instead of 7. So then they're, like, struggling through. But it's, like, seniors kind of get the good side of it.
Yeah. They get a bunch of, like...
they're fine.
Yeah, like health and like.
Oh yeah, like PE is not even a class.
Have you done any service at Loyola besides obviously service learning class?
Yeah, so I did summer service. I did in Chicago, which was kind of a cool experience. I wish that I had been able to go somewhere for, like, a week and stuff, but just with the schedule of my summer, I can only go to, like, the day one. But I still really like the day one. It had, like, a lot of cool experiences. We worked with kids in Chicago, and, like, all their experiences are, like, pretty crazy because they come from, like, really violent areas and stuff. So, like, tell me these stories, and they're, like, 5 years old. That's like, how do you like
yeah.
Yeah. And
so
then,
you just worked with the kids?
Yeah, I worked with the kids in their classroom, but I mean, just because it's not like the greatest school, honestly, the whole time we were on the playground for like 4 hours, just kind of played with them. But you could kind of see that they don't really get as much support at home than at school, so they all like kind of like clung on to you because they kind of were like, oh, like she's like, you know, like actually like cares about us. So yeah.
What area was that in?
That was, like, deep south side.
Really?
I think it was, like, Humboldt Park or, like, Englewood or something. Oh. Yeah, it was, like, yeah, it was south side for sure.
So we're getting into the point. Have you submitted all your applications for college?
Yeah, I've submitted all of them, which is really nice. All of my applications were rolling, so.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
so I was
nice.
Able to hear back. And stuff,
I actually
so
have
like,
no idea, like, what schools are rolling or not for me.
Oh, really?
Just, like, do them all early, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, Common App?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, my schools are all, like, big schools, so I can only do the Common App for one of them, which is kind of annoying, but oh, well.
What are your schools?
I'm looking at Kentucky, Iowa, and Alabama. I'm actually looking to run in college, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just looking to commit somewhere, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you talking to any schools? Or?
Yeah, I'm talking to all three of the schools, all the coaches and stuff, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Those sound like they're all fun schools, too.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
No, they're so fun. I have a friend who's at Alabama this year, and she runs there. She's like, it's awesome and stuff, so I, like, want to come down and, like, visit or something.
Yeah,
so
you should go down for one of the football games.
I know.
So.
Oh, my God. All of her Snapchat stories are, like, it's so fun to watch.
Are you leaning towards any? So Alabama probably then?
I'm actually leaning the most towards Kentucky. So
yeah,
yeah, I actually just got back from visiting over the weekend. So
how
yeah.
was it?
It was awesome. It was really fun. I got to like be with the team and stuff. So
oh,
it was
cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. So
get any special treatment?
A little bit.
Sorry, I'm running out of questions.
No, you're good.
You're from Glenview. Where did you go to grade school?
I went to Springman, so it was kind of a transition into high school and stuff.
So, same as your sister? Like,
yeah. So, I was one of, I think, three or four that came from, it was me, Johnny, and Arish.
Johnny Novi.
And Arish Merchant.
Okay.
And then, I think there's one other person that, hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Apparently there was one other person that came from my school, but like I didn't know of that person, so I just kind of saw him one day in the hallway. So he's here too. So
let's see. You guys were rivals with a tier, right?
Yeah, and there are some people that came from a tier,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know a few of those kids, too.
Yeah, always, like, the basketball games or something would get pretty heated. But it was fun, though. It was good competition.
Yeah, I went to OLPH.
Oh,
so
nice.
I
always wanted to do round ball. Was that, like, fun or no?
It was pretty fun. Like,
for the first year, but, like.
Yeah, did you guys have anything like that?
No, we just,
I mean, just the teams. Like, I know they made, like, rec teams that, like, I think the.
Yeah.
Didn't the kids, like, form those teams themselves?
Yeah, we didn't really have, like, any type of round ball thing at Springman. It was more just, like, the teams that you tried out for, like, basketball, soccer, and stuff.
Okay.
So, but it would have been kind of cool to have round ball. I feel like that would have been fun. But it kind of goes for a while because it's, like, all eight whatever years. So.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not. You start, I think, in fifth grade and
gotcha.
But, like, the actual playing doesn't start until, like, sixth grade.
Yeah. Is it, like, by eighth grade, are you guys just kind of over it? Or, like, is it
no,
still
No, it gets actually
really?
Kind of competitive.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I never won one, but.
I feel like I had a friend that won one once. Maybe not.
I have a friend that ended up winning it 1 year.
Oh, really?
I think he was, like, actually a pretty good player on the team.
Oh, nice. Oh, wait, so they're co-ed, right? So, like, they just mix all the grades?
No, they're actually not co-ed. There's,
but they're, like, the grades and stuff you can have. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I gotcha.
So, where did you. Have you always lived in Glenview?
Yeah, I've always lived in Glenview. My dad's from Wilmette, so he went to New Trier, so he's kind of been in the area all his life. But my mom's actually from Atlanta and stuff.
Oh, really?
She came here after college just to Chicago just to find a job and stuff. And then so.
Did she go to, like, I know there's, like, Emory and GIT.
Yeah, she actually, like, she went to Denison, so she went to Ohio for college, and then after that, she just didn't go back down south, so she complains about the weather a lot, but...
Really? I would have thought it would have been, like, nice weather down...
It's super nice in Atlanta. She's like, when it gets cold and stuff, that's when she's like, yeah, I wish I was there right now. Yeah, when we, like, visit relatives and stuff, she's like, I just want to, like, stay here and stuff, because I have relatives that still live in Atlanta, so...
Does most of your family live there?
So I have an uncle and aunt, and then three cousins that live in Atlanta, and then I have uncle and aunt, and then three other cousins that live in North Carolina, and then on my mom's side, and then my dad's side, they all live in Wilmette and just the city and stuff, so kind of some close, some far, so.
Does your mom ever think about moving back, or, like, your mom, your dad, ever think about, like, moving back after you go off to college and your little sister does, too? Or?
I don't know. I mean, like, definitely, like, my mom would like it, just, like, yeah. The weather and stuff. But, I mean, they also have all their friends here and stuff, so it would be kind of hard to move back. But I know, like, a lot of, like, parents who, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to, like, move here after and stuff. Not sure
if my parents are like that.
Oh, really? Where do they want to go?
We have, like, a house in Idaho.
Nice.
It's right by Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, that's so nice.
Skiing and stuff, so they want to go there.
But. Yeah. Oh, that'd be, like, sweet. Just have skiing, like, that'd be so fun.
Where'd your dad go to college?
He also went to Denison.
Oh,
but,
okay,
like, they actually didn't meet until after college, which is kind of weird. But, yeah, they both went there and stuff. My sister is actually going to almost go there before she chose Holy Cross. So. But I was never into, like, the small schools, so I was like, I'm not going there.
Like, Big Ten schools.
Oh, really? Kind of nice. Yeah. What Big Ten schools?
Illinois, Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Nice.
Is your little sister planning on coming to Loyola?
Yeah, she's planning to come. She's actually coming to the open house on Thursday. Oh. So she's excited for that, to see the school and stuff. She really wants to shadow me. In the spring, she's like, I'm in 7th grade, like, I know it's not 8th, but I want to be there, and so she's like, okay, like, you can come, you know.
Do they let shadow seniors?
I think so. I feel like it's just, like, more common for freshmen.
I think I've seen it, that they've followed seniors around.
So. Yeah, I feel like it's more uncommon, but, like, she really wants to, so I was like, I kind of feel bad being like, no. But I think they have, like, 7th and 8th graders shadow. I'm pretty sure. I feel like it's more common for 8th, though.
I've shadowed when I was in 8th grade.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had the big OLPH day,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, everyone was just there.
Nice. Yeah, I've shadowed on, like, a random day, but I was lucky. My sister is a junior, so I was able – or, no, sophomore, so I was able to shadow her, and so made it easy.
What would you say to your sister that the hardest year at Loyola was?
Probably.
Or is it currently, like, hardest year?
Probably junior year. I feel like it's hard because you, like, have all these expectations that you're like, oh, like, I need to, like, find these schools and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, you really don't know where you're thinking about until, like, summer going into senior year.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, the unknown and then, like, keeping up your grades is kind of hard.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Just like,
yeah, for sure.
Senior year hits, like, senioritis.
Oh, yeah. Second semester, that'll be sweet.
Yeah. Come with these all off the top of my head.
So that's good. Do you have them on the iPad?
No.
Oh my God.
Last one was, can you tell me one of your happiest memories? Cross country, does that require a lot of off-season training? Because you're now in your off-season, right?
Yeah. So it's, just because, like, you can't take that much time off for running and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we take 2 weeks off, and then you kind of have to go back into running, which
that's
is...
That's what we do with hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We take 2 weeks off, and then it's, like, back at it.
Yeah, it's so hard, because it's, like, you kind of need that, like, mental break. Just, like, yeah. Be done, but then you have to go right back in, because you don't want to lose, like, too much of, like, what you've already built up and stuff.
Can't slow down or anything.
Yeah.
Are they, like, strict with the diets, too? Like, I'm sure...
Yeah, they're pretty strict. I, like, my coach last year, like, tried to bring in, like, a nutritionist and
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
I would hate that.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of sat there for an hour, and we're like, okay, like, thanks. I mean, it was kind of helpful, but it was just also like, all right, like we kind of know what we're gonna eat, so
cuts
like, yeah.
All right, well, it's been I think a productive interview.
Yeah.
Got through a lot. Have a good day. All right, bye.
Do we have to like? Oh God, I feel like it's gonna be so hard to like think of.